This is Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is our show at Northern Community Radio, KAXE and KBXE, where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. We do it between 2 and 3 o'clock each weekday afternoon. And I'm Charlie Polkebeck. I am your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota. Well, today we're going to hear an interview, an installment of Sam and Friends. It's an interview with Sam Miltich and Jay Epstein, who is got a couple bands that he's one of the central people in, and then he's the drummer on too many bands that I'm going to be able to play an example of today. But we'll hear that interview with Sam and Jay Epstein coming up a little bit later. We are going to start off today, though, with one from Easy Company, which is one of Jay's key band outfits. And this one is an arrangement written by him. You know, it's Jay Epstein, Bill Carruthers, and Anthony Cox from Easy Company. And this one's called Sergeant Rock to start us off here today on Center Stage Minnesota. Thank you.
no moon at all. What a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight. There's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Do we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might disappear. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. Atmosphere for inspiration, dear. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love. And there's no moon at all, no moon at all, no moon at all, no moon at all.
Hey my man, it's good to see you, it has been too long. May your heart be pure and may your days be long. Look out your window, baby, kids are playing in the street. Turn on your TV, darling, there's riots going on. But it wasn't meant to be as bad a place as they say. It's a no good and dirty, low down, played out, riding away. Making bad words scared. To know a blow of smoke from a cloudy sky. What you see to what you feel down deep inside. There's nothing wrong with love. Oh, how to hear a word they say. They got a no good and dirty, low down, played out right. Got nothing to do with me and you. Just a no good and dirty, low down, played out, right in no way. It's a no good and dirty, low down, played out, right in no way.
From a solo release from Tiga Lexi that really made a big splash last year. It came out early last year, and it's called This Dance. And also, Tiga's half, he and his brother, Ian, are the hobo nephews of Uncle Frank. That's from This Dance, and that one's called Rotten Old Way here on Center Stage, Minnesota. Rhonda Laurie in the Sidewalk Cafe before that. And we heard No Moon at All from, a self-titled release. And then Easy Company, Jay Epstein. One of Jay Epstein's many bands that he plays in. He has two that he's a main figure in. And they both feature Anthony Cox and Bill Carruthers. One is Easy Company. The other one is just named Jay Epstein. And from the Easy Company release, we heard Sergeant Rock to start off the show today on Center Stage, Minnesota. This is Center Stage, Minnesota. It's our show at Northern Community Radio, where we put the focus on Minnesota music and Minnesota musicians. As I said, we've got an installment today of Sam and Friends, and that's been going on for a little more than a year now, where Sam Miltich, gypsy jazz guitar virtuoso, Grand Rapids resident, happened to go stop by the VFW and see him last night. He was playing some tambourita, and then, of course, his guitar. And as always, it was a wonderful experience. It's a real treasure to... It reminds me of when I moved to Bemidji and I went to the Hard Times Saloon on a Wednesday night, and there were Gary Brusty and Jim Miller playing as Dirty Cars. At the time, I didn't know of Jim Miller, but it was really quickly apparent to me that these were world-class musicians playing to, sometimes on those Wednesdays, 10, 15 people, sometimes more. And it's just always amazing to be in that situation, and it's a treat for Grand Rapids to have that happening each Wednesday night at the VFW. Sam knows a lot of jazz musicians in the state, and he is their colleague, and for many of them, he's at least an acquaintance, all the way up to a close friend, and he's been doing interviews, and we're calling those Sam and Friends. His expertise really lends a great perspective to talking to these jazz musicians. And one of the things that Sam does that I am really impressed by is, even though he is a musician and could delve completely into lingo, the language of music with these musicians, he doesn't do that. And that's great, because then only other musicians would know what they're talking about. So Sam does a great job of taking what he wants to talk about and putting it through a filter that the rest of us can understand. So, and this interview will be no exception. From Jay Epstein's Long Ago release, also featuring Anthony Cox and Bill Carruthers, this one is a song from Wayne Shorter called Lost. Jay Epstein, along with Anthony Cox and Bill Carruthers. The release is called Long Ago, and that one is a Wayne Shorter tune. Lost is the name of it. And this is Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota and Center Stage Minnesota is an original production of Northern Community Radio, heard on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at KAXE.org. The show, Center Stage Minnesota, is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Coming up, we got that Sam and Friends installment with Jay Epstein. Jazz guitarist Sam Miltich's conversations with artists from the Minnesota music scene is what we've been calling Sam and Friends. It's been happening for a little more than a year now here on Center Stage Minnesota. And in my opinion, it's working out fantastically. Jazz drummer Jay Epstein has an extensive career as a performing, recording, and touring artist. Some notables in the jazz world that Jay has performed with include Barney Kessel, Terry Gibbs, Toots Thielman, and Sarah Vaughan. Jay currently plays with Dean McGraw in the group Red Planet, and he's a member of Klezmerica, which plays music influenced by Jewish klezmer music. He's recorded two of his own jazz albums, Long Ago, which we just heard from, and Easy Company, which we heard from to open Center Stage Minnesota today. In this conversation with Sam, he says his passion for the drums began at a very early age.
Essentially, I was in grade school, mostly attracted to drums by watching parades in my hometown of Winona, Minnesota. I was born there and I went to school there. And when the drummers would come by in bands and drum corps, I was just absolutely fascinated, as a lot of young kids are, and I was just struck by the majesty and power of all these guys playing in unison and marching down the street. Essentially, that's what got me really started, and I joined my grade school band, and then just continued on through junior high and high school and into college as well. My mother was a amateur pianist. She played some ragtime things and a few popular tunes too, but she did a little bit of ragtime and stride kinds of things with her left hand, you know, and there was a piano in the house, so she kind of opened up my musical vision at an early age into Dixieland and those kinds of ragtime music. Although she, at the time, she didn't call it, I mean, this was years ago, she didn't call it ragtime or New Orleans music. She called it tonky tonk. But essentially, that's what it was, you know, James P. Johnson kinds of stride piano things. Of course, she wanted me to take piano lessons, but I was too smart for that, of course. I just wanted to play drums. After saving up enough money on my little paper route and being a pin setter in a bowling alley as in junior high, I bought a drum set and started playing along to Dixieland kinds of things. That kind of music really struck a nice feeling in me. I knew there was something happening in progressive jazz, but I couldn't quite hear it. You know, for me, anything past about 1938 was a little bit too complex for a 12-year-old kid's mind to really capture the essence of that music. So I didn't really come to bebop until I was more in my teens. Then I could start to hear a few things, but the music that really first attracted me was Dixieland and swing, particularly the Benny Goodman quartet stuff with Krupa and Lionel Hampton and Teddy Wilson. Oh my gosh, that was just very magical to me, and it still is too. Thank you. up okay.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It seems like, you know, different players have sort of these watershed moments when they hear specific artists that inspire them. You know, were there certain drummers that you heard that you just seemed to go crazy for and said, whatever it is they're doing, I have to copy that because it just sounds so good?
I didn't have that feeling till I was about a sophomore in high school, and I started playing along to Miles Davis' Kinda Blue with Jimmy Cobb, and then I picked up Miles at the Black Hawk Friday and Saturday with the Wynton Kelly, Paul Chambers, Jimmy Cobb rhythm section, and that music really opened my ears a lot toward progressive jazz kinds of things. Then I started buying some albums of Coltrane with McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin. And when I was in high school, one of my pals and I drove up to see the Coltrane Quartet in Minneapolis. And that music was really powerful. I would say that was... I had an epiphany listening and being in the same room as Coltrane and Elvin. I'd been listening to these guys on my little stereo and trying to play along, but it was vastly different being in their presence and hearing that music. It was very earth-shaking. I mean, really, I was scared. Scared me. It was like a little kid standing on the seashore. You're looking out at sea, and all of a sudden you look up, and there's this giant mile-high tidal wave coming at you. You know, it scared me. It gave me chills. It was really powerful for me.
Well, if you're going to have an experience with that, I guess those would be the guys that it would probably happen with. I'm speaking with jazz drummer Jay Epstein from Minneapolis. Jay plays with Red Planet and Klezmerica, as well as other musical groups in the Twin Cities. You brought up Coltrane in that quartet. Your playing, to me, it transcends genre. It sort of goes beyond just the term jazz to me. It's very creative, and you are like no other, my friend. I love your playing. But we've talked in the past about sort of more expansive and free-type playing than maybe just the constructs of swing. I guess I just kind of wanted to sort of get your feelings about that kind of drumming, and when did you depart from the swing, and how did your playing evolve towards some more expansive-type playing?
Well, you know, I'd played in swing and post-bop kinds of groups when I was in high school and college. But then after I graduated from college and moved to Minneapolis, I started playing with some other guys that were, let's say, more experimental and playing a little freer kinds of stuff. And I liked it, but I was kind of confused by it, too. I mean, what do you do when there are fewer rules? You know, how do you make music with fewer rules? You still need something. I didn't quite figure that out until I went to New York and studied with a drummer in Manhattan named Barry Altschul. And Barry used to play with Dave Holland and Sam Rivers, and played with Chick Corea in the band Circle with those guys, and made a handful of recordings. I was attracted to his playing and how he approached kind of inside-outside music. So he helped me a lot in that kind of that gray area for more expansive kinds of things. That was a number of years ago, and in all honesty, though, at this point in my life, I'm playing that free doesn't quite hold the attraction for me that it did when I was 24 years old. I was much more interested in it then, and now I'm not quite so much, but I've taken elements of some of that freedom and kind of channeled it a little bit. To me, the most important thing for any of us artists is to find a place in the music where you can develop your own voice. I really admire that about a lot of the players that I get to play with, and that's what most attracts me to a lot of good players, too, is that they have their own voice. And it doesn't have to be, like, ultra-modern, either. I mean, when you hear Johnny Hodges, you go, oh, we know who that is, because it sounds like Johnny Hodges. Or when you hear Errol Garner, you go, oh, that's Errol Garner. You know, there's something in your mind that clicks for those guys. And to me, that's the real important thing about this music, is to try to have your own approach, but within the context of everything else. And I think that's what makes an interesting artist.
God, I just really love everything that you said. It so lines up with my own musical values. I mean, that's the joy of getting to interview people like Jay Epstein. It's inspiring and fun for me to do these things. So you know, you're talking about different players that you play with. I mean, you really have a lot of projects that you're a part of, kind of varied in style. You know, and I'm thinking of, you know, you have Red Planet, and then you have Klezmerica. And
yes,
they're different, but I'm sure there's a common thread between all these things. And, you know, I love the work that you do with Dean McGraw. That seems to have more of an experimental feel. I'd love you to talk about Klezmerica, and that, of course, has a more traditional feel in a sense. What kind of a headspace do you go into? Do you have to divide the hemispheres of your brain to do one, or do you let the values of these different things cross blend and go over creating your own sound? I just wondered your thoughts on that.
Well, Klezmerica is essentially a klezmer band pulling on facets of the early part of the 20th century, where some of the Jewish musicians from Eastern Europe came over to New York and started jamming and playing along with the early Dixieland or New Orleans kinds of traditional music guys, but using some of their modes and their Eastern European harmonies. That stuff, it seems very natural to me with my initial childhood love of Dixieland. I like playing that music, and also a lot of that stuff, it can go in two basic directions. That music can have a nice jaunty swing to it, and yet sometimes it can have a more of a straight eighth Middle Eastern kind of Mediterranean feel to it as well. So for me, as a drummer, I thoroughly enjoy both. I certainly have a few parts of my vocabulary that I bring to that music, and the guys with whom I play in that, or in Dean McGraw's band Red Planet, in both situations, the musicians allow me to use my own vocabulary a lot, rather than having me just play some formulaic beat that somebody has heard before, or that somebody else thinks should be appropriate to me. They really give me a lot of freedom in how to interpret that music. And so I'm very lucky to play in, like, both of those situations. I'm in a lot of different project bands in the jazz world, of course. In most of them, I have a lot of that leeway to develop somewhat of my own voice. So I'm very lucky to be able to do that.
I'm speaking with jazz drummer Jay Epstein. He's joining us from his home in Minneapolis. Thank you. to my ears, you create a very lush sound that seems to just create these like colorful waves throughout the room. And we were talking about, you know, in particular, your cymbal work, how you play the cymbals, and then talking about what are the actual physical properties of the cymbals and how they create this sound, you know. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that, because I'm just, personally as a musician, I'm enamored with the sound because it's so pleasurable to me to hear that.
Yeah, well, thanks. In general, my instrument is made up of two basic surfaces to hit. One is a drum head, and the other is a piece of bronze in the shape of a circle. So what all of us guys do is play different combinations of those two surfaces. And we have a lot of different bronze surfaces and a lot of different drum head surfaces to extract some timbres and some feelings and different rhythms out of it. And I've always felt for really a lot of years that a lot of what we do as modern jazz drummers is, I often feel that the drums complement the rhythm of the cymbals. So for me, a lot of the combinations and different rhythmic permutations that I'm playing and that I'm kind of interested in is essentially I'm using the drum sounds to support the bronze sounds. And in all honesty, I'm just simply attracted to the sound of metal more than the sound of a cylinder of air vibrating. And that's just a matter of personal taste. To me, there's something a little more magical about a nice-sounding cymbal as opposed to a nice-sounding snare drum. I had an opportunity to visit with a now-deceased, brilliant cymbal artisan, a one-man cymbal manufacturer named Roberto Spizzichino, who did live in northern Italy. He passed away last year, but I got to go to his factory and talk with him and watch him hammer and lathe some cymbals and picked out a few of his cymbals to bring home with me, and some cymbals that he made specifically for me, actually, with my specifications and my desires in mind. So I'm a cymbalholic.
We've been speaking with jazz drummer Jay Epstein, and I just want to thank you, Jay, for your time and for your wisdom. Thank you very much for being on Northern Community Radio here.
Sure, Sam. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, that wraps up another edition of Sam and Friends. Midnight, the Stars and You is what we just heard from Jay Epstein's 2009 release, Easy Company. Bill Carruthers, who's the player on piano, and Anthony Cox on bass. Jay Epstein talked with Sam Milchich in our Sam and Friends series. And we also heard from the Benny Goodman Quartet during that interview, and John Coltrane. John Coltrane Quartet, and Jay on drums, and Chris Cross. Thanks to Jay Epstein for joining Sam, and thanks a lot to Sam for working in with Scott Hall in this series to produce this series, Sam and Friends. It's particularly called for, I think, in the area of jazz and Minnesota jazz. Sam really brings a lot to these interviews and brings something that probably only he could. The Phil Aaron Trio features Phil Aaron, Tom Lewis, and Jay Epstein. And their I Love Paris release was put out in 1994. This one is the title track on Center Stage Minnesota. Thank you. the title track I Love Paris from the Phil Aaron Trio featuring Jay Epstein on drums, and also Phil Aaron and Tom Lewis featured there. Here's a little taste of a different group featuring Jay Epstein on drums. It's the Chris Loheim Trio from And You've Been Waiting. Here's one simply titled Leaves. Thank you.
Thank you.